If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down on your knees, pray for you. Heaven and hell have no fury. Better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. Blessed be my haters, I love to hear them talk. I make waves like an alligator. Walk on water through the swamp, through the swamp. I'm gonna walk on water. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you. Get down on your knees, pray for you. Heaven and hell have no fury. Better watch what you do. I'm gonna pray for you. That fruit off the vine. They say I'm problematic as I turn water into wine, into wine. I'm gonna drink that wine. If God is a woman, the devil is too. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you. Better get down on your knees. I'm gonna pray for you, pray for you.
Hello everyone, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, depending on when you're listening. That was Larkin Poe, Rebecca and Megan Lovell. If God is a Woman, and that's off their latest album Bloom, which isn't even out yet. They've released a couple of tracks off it. Full release will be in January 2025, which of course is only a couple of months away, really. 31st of October today. Well, actually tomorrow, because I'm recording this on Wednesday night. I'm not live. Which you'll know because you'll have tuned into the podcast. But yeah, 2 months till New Year's Eve. Well, hey, another year gone, and particularly fast, I have to say. Anyway, yeah, Larkin Poe, I've followed them for a couple of years now. Really good, I think. They are playing in Bristol. Bristol Beacon. I think they'd be quite good to see, but I've got to see how it goes getting into Bristol next month first, because I haven't been in since the whole system's changed a little bit. And I don't know, I've got lazy. It feels like quite a long way to go, even though sometimes we go up to London and things like that, so it isn't, it's just we haven't been for a while. So anyway, Anyway, I've got something completely different for you next. I've heard this played on Radio 6 a couple of times, and I just think it is so clever and gets me thinking. It's called Mum Does the Washing, and it's by a chap called Joshua Adehin. I don't have no idea if I pronounced that correctly, but anyway, let me just press play.
The world, according to your mom, doing the washing. Capitalism, your mom does the washing. You pay her a dollar. You get her to do your mate's washing. Your mate pays you $50. Communism, your mom does the washing. You do the washing. Every night you salute a picture of your dad. Socialism, your mom does the washing. You do the cooking. Everybody is happy. In theory, feudalism, your mom does the washing and pays you tax. Colonialism, you barge into your mom's room, claim you discovered your mom's room, dump all your dirty clothes on the floor. Fascism, your mom does the washing and you are obsessed with her nose. Liberalism, you watch your mom do the washing and you feel really, really bad. Something must be done, you say. Something may or may not get done. Libertarianism. Your mom does the washing. You believe you did the washing. Religion. Your mom does the washing. You thank God. Atheism. Your mom does the washing. You make a 12-part YouTube video demanding peer-reviewed evidence that she did, in fact, do the washing. Zionism, you shoved your mom into the washing machine and the spinning made her dizzy and that dizziness made her vomit and you point to that vomit and call it anti-Semitism. Americanism, your mom does the washing. It's in the Constitution. End of discussion. Mansplaining, your mom does the washing. You tell her how best to do the washing. You have never done the washing. Same-sex marriage, your moms do the washing. Patriarchy, your mom doesn't exist. The washing is mysteriously done. Turfism, your mom doesn't want your other mom doing the washing because of, like, genitals and stuff. Polling, there's a 70% chance you do the washing on Saturday night. Come Sunday morning, it was 100% done by your mom. Africanism, you go to Benny's house. Benny's mom does the washing. You ask your mom why she doesn't do the washing. You do not survive the night. Feminism. Your mom insists you grow up and do your own washing. White feminism. Your mom hired a woman of color to do the washing. Male feminism. That one time I did the washing, I told everybody I did the washing. I blogged about it, bragged about it, took a selfie, Insta story, went on TV, won an Oscar, went on Fortnite, did a dance. I am an ally. Hashtag me too. Egalitarianism. That one time you did the washing is proof it's all equal. No one needs feminism anymore. Hip hop. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. When I bring the basket, mama puts the washing in. Narcissism. You look good in the clothes your mom washed. Surrealism. The washing does your mom.
Joshua Adehin. I'll spell it I-D-E-H-E-N. If you were like me, if you are like me, then the first time you heard it, you'll go, what? I need to hear that again. I need to look, because every time I have heard it quite a few times now, so I'm like starting to know it off by heart, but there's some of them that make me chuckle a bit, like the Africanism one. I can't remember the whole thing. I just remember you do not survive the night. <coughs> Sorry. Oh, no, I'm going to have a coughing fit. I don't think I've got any water. As you can hear, I'm feeling quite a lot better. I listened back to last week's show at work today. I did sound, I was really full of cold, wasn't I? But the funny thing was, I forgot about doing the Tarzan call. So I was listening to it quite quietly. And all of a sudden, it was me doing the Tarzan call quite a lot louder. And I couldn't get to the volume button in time. And one of my colleagues, he sits down the other end of the office, he sort of looked up and went, "What was that?" And I just said, oh, something on the radio. And I had real job not to get the massive giggles and give it all away. I nearly just said, "Oh, it was me doing a Tarzan call. I'm listening to my podcast." But I sort of don't want to let everyone know about my podcast because, I don't know, it's like I just chat about everything on the show, don't I? So, yeah, try and keep it a bit undercover at work. So anyway, but it certainly made me chuckle. Right, as it is, or will be, Halloween tomorrow, I'm just going to bung in a couple of Halloween tracks.
I'll keep my jack-o'-lantern light on for everyone tonight.
Shove up your ass. So first of all, that was Alice Cooper, Keeping Halloween Alive. And then it was Dirk Kennedy's Halloween from Plastic Surgery Disasters, In God We Trust album. It's been an interesting week. It's been, as it often is, quite varied. Saturday, we met friends in Bath for lunch. We had a fab, if anyone lives near Bath, we had a fab breakfast at the Greenberg Cafe. We had to queue to, you can't reserve, you can't book a table. So we had to queue for about 10 minutes probably for a table. But we were just chatting and it was a nice day, so it didn't matter. And the queue went down quite quickly, which was what the reviews said. And it was really, really good food. And then we had a wander around Bath, which I have not really done before. I've had a drunken wander around Bath years ago, and I've certainly wandered around the shops before, but not sort of walking around some of the streets and the park. So yeah, we had Tracy guiding us because she went to nursing college there many years ago. Well, not that many, but quite a few years ago. And then Sunday we went on a VMCC Guy Fawkes ride, which was about 35 miles following our route plan. As they do it, you've got these roller things, so you just, it says like turn out of the garden centre, turn right, and then you've got timing instructions, so like 0.6 miles turn left. But my we were on the Cerro and TTR, which have both got kilometres on the clock, so you got a bit of conversion in your head. And we were glad we went on a smaller, well, I was certainly bloody glad I went on a smaller bike, not on the Hornet, because some of the lanes that we ended up in were very small. It's there, yeah, I've said it before, they're good, they always do good routes, and you go down roads that you haven't been down before, and yeah, very good. And it was lovely weather at the weekend, wasn't it? So, and then, what else have we done? It's been a weird day today because I've been sort of ears and eyes on the budget, but also whilst we're worrying about financial things in Spain, the flooding they've had is absolutely horrendous. And obviously it was a bit loud, that ping that came up. I hope you couldn't hear that. Yeah, obviously we had a bit of a, not a close escape, but our road turned into a river last year in May, and through flash flooding, it's very sudden, and that was, it didn't get within sort of a couple of metres of our house. But this flooding in Spain is just horrendous. It's washed away, you know, dumped piled cars on top of each other, and it's like really on another level. So and it's also made me think, so the reason this is a recorded show is that I've got to go to the dentist tomorrow and have a root canal. Yeah, it's also sort of put that into perspective, because, you know, I've had a word with myself about, you know, I've only got to go to the dentist you know, what a lot of people have lost. It's yeah, it just puts it into perspective a bit. So, oh, I've got to go and take my arnica though. So yeah, the mixed week is going to continue. I think it's been a very mixed year when I think about it. But mixed is better than shite all the way through, isn't it? Oh dear. I do seem to be making myself laugh this week. I don't know whether it's like that sort of giving up, we all live in the yellow submarine laughter. Possibly it's nervous laughter. Anyway, let's have some Big Dick energy from the Brighton-based Lambrini Girls. the very real Lambrini girls with big dick energy. They are supposed to be quite bad girls as well. I heard somebody talking about them on the radio. I can't remember who it was being interviewed, but they asked him about Lambrini girls, and he was like, "Oh yeah, they just turned up." He said they were like, they turned up about sort of 10 minutes before they were due on stage. It was somewhere like Glastonbury, where, you know, most bands are there sort of at least 4 hours before. And he said it was brilliant, really. He said you can't get away with that when you get a bit more, when you get a bit bigger and serious, but they're still at the stage where they're just amazed to be even playing at gigs like that. So yeah, I hope it, long may it last. You need a bit of a, they've got attitude. It's good to have attitude sometimes, isn't it? I am impressed. Now, there's not, I've just been checking Louder Sound, and there's not really there's lots of news, but there's not anything that grabs my attention. But one thing that did grab my attention, I think it was yesterday, was the news that anyone with Oasis tickets who's bought on reseller sites, basically, yeah, resold tickets. Now, Oasis said that they would not be back, they would not recognise resold tickets. They made it very clear for everyone not to buy resold tickets, because they wouldn't honour them. And they've announced that, yeah, no, they're not honouring them. So they're worthless if you've bought them on a resale site. So there will obviously be a lot of trouble for legal resale sites, because presumably they'll have to refund customers' money. But good-o, well done. Big up Oasis for actually enforcing that, because... often bands say, "Oh no, no, we won't. Oh no, we don't like to encourage that," and yada yada. But do bugger all about it. But Oasis are putting their foot down, and they've got the attitude to go, "No, fuck you. We said we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't be accepting resold tickets, and we're not." So, because there are, if you need to resell a ticket because you can't go for some reason, you can sell it back through Ticketmaster. But you sell it at cost price, the price you bought it. And that's fair, isn't it? Why is it fair for people to buy four tickets and then sell them on at overinflated prices? Yeah, it's not, is it? So, yeah, good on them. Which made me realise how much I like a bit of enforcement. I thought perhaps my name should be, you know, like if you have to choose a name, it should... The Enforcer! Richard Easter listens to this podcast, he'll probably go, "Oh my God, yeah." But I would not, I have to say now, very clearly, I would not like to be a traffic warden enforcing parking rules. Well, I say that, I might like to enforce parking rules on like a big 4x4. and then I'd let the old sort of like cheap old little cars and what have you and old ladies and poor people go. But yeah, no, I'm anyway, yes, I was I did a little whoop in the car driving to work. It's lovely to drive into work at the moment because it's half term, so there's no traffic on the roads. Right, we're going to take it down a couple of notches for the next two. Well, that's maybe not quite true for the next one, and then we're going to take it down a notch. But this band, this is another new discovery. They're called Marugia. And this song is Break the Tension. I'll tell you about them afterwards. We'll be right back.
drama, theatrics, reacting the plot twist. We act like we don't exist. Condition the soul, hunt for the gold, tell or be told. Envy, betray you, revenge got a hold. Can't break the tension, brittle like bone. Stress like a burden your family beholds. Eyes to your phone and scornful in person. Feeding to feelings are always misleading. Coercion invaded, face to the pavement. Ain't no more choices, fuck every statement. Fuck waiting patient, hands on the throat. Screaming for vengeance, time to die.
Maruja, M-A-R-U-J-A, M-A-R-U-J-A, break the tension. Now Maruja are from Manchester. They are Manchester's defiant, outspoken and noisy new jazz punks. Inspiring sax playing, wasn't it? Well, it's inspiring for me. Makes me want to get my saxophone out and go free range with it. In fact, maybe I could take it to Wales and just go up the mountain or the hill. Yeah. Oh, well, I might not be able to blow for a while with my tooth, but I might be able to. Anyway, food for thought. But yeah, a real, well, something quite different, I think. You don't often hear the sax being played like that, do you? And yeah, no, definitely. Definitely different, and it's I suppose it's harder and harder to be different when there is so much out there. But no, well done, Maruja, you've done it. And because of the sax, it made me think of this song, one of my all-time favourites, always in my top 10, from the 90s, early 90s probably as well, Thunderdogs.
They're building a vision that cannot be real.
In Thunder Dogs with Blowing Away. Oh, I haven't heard that song for ages. I think it just relaxes me. Interesting. It takes me back, but to a time that wasn't necessarily that relaxing. Maybe it was at times. I didn't have many responsibilities. I didn't have any responsibilities, really, I don't think. Didn't have any children. Didn't have a house. I had a canal boat, probably. Yes. I just need to listen to that on repeat in the dentist tomorrow. I haven't done a playlist, actually. I'm just going to listen to Kundalini mantras, I think. It would be good to listen to... I wonder if I could do a playlist and put, I'm not sure. I've probably left it too late and my phone is quite full as well. Right. Speeding it up a little bit. We've got time for four more songs. And I haven't got as much chat as usual. I definitely prefer being live than doing a recorded show. I did think about just hopping on and going live tonight, but then I thought, well, it's got a bit late and I didn't want to message Jane and then she'd feel obliged to listen. So I've kept off air, but it's definitely I can sense that there is nobody listening to me. I'm talking to myself, and usually there's not loads of people listening, but there's a few people listening, so I'm not completely talking to myself. I'm a bit tired. I'm not too knackered, but I'm chilled. Yeah, I'm chilled, which is quite good news really for tomorrow. I wasn't expecting to necessarily be feeling this chilled about it all, but hopefully it's going to be like a DJing at Dave's party. I'm going to have this inner calmness that's going to get me through. Let's hope so, fingers crossed. Right, this one is not so calm because it's from AC/DC.
gave me the queen. She gave me the king. She was wheeling and dealing, just doing her thing. She was holding a pair, but I had to try. Her deuce was wild, but my ace was high. But how was I to know that she'd been dealt with before? Said she'd never had a full house, but I should have known from the tattoo on her left leg and the garter on her right. She'd have the card to bring me down if she played it right.
She's got the jack. 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 Jack, 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 jack. She's got the jack.
Was her nature. Poker straight was a game. If she knew she could get ya, she played them fast and she played them hard. She could close her eyes and feel every card. She'd never had a royal flush, but I should have known that all the cards were coming from the bottom of the pack. And if I'd known what she was dealing out, I'd have dealt it back.
She's got the jack. She's got the jack. She's got the jack.
And who knows what else?
She's got the jack.
thank you, people. Thank you. Right, from something quite reasonably old to something pretty new from this summer, Chasing Status. You might not have heard of them. And Stormzy, who you're probably more likely to have heard of. But they combined to do this.
Who's on who? Said he let it ring, but it never goes through. My mind's fucked, my head's gone too. The smoke's with a man, and but the joke's on you. Who's on what? Don't tell my brothers, cause we spin the whole block. When we bang, everything you got. Tell them little pussies that we take the whole lot. You ain't got no backbone. I get out the trap, I ain't got a trap phone. I got P's and M's and K's and O's. They're illiterate with letters, so I'm letting niggas know. Used to give them high fives, now it's just a middle finger. Diamonds on my patty, do the bogo and I linger. They think I'm a rapper, I think I'm a singer. Catch me in the cut, I treat the tourists like a dinger. Get you southern fried, I'm a south boy, and some south shit. This is Jason Status, this ain't all that fucking house shit. I score a goal, and I do my dance, I beat a crowd shit. Heard them brothers wanna do me something, but I doubt it. Do me something then, do me something if you're bad. My mother calls me mad, but I think I'm Jack the Lad. Tell us what you're working with, don't tell us what you had. I need to start my sentences, I'm sorry, may I add. You ain't got no backbone. You ain't got no backbone. Who's on grease? Said you got the mash, but you never let it squeeze. My head's hot, my wrist on freeze. I keep a little satin for you pussy MCs. Who's on what? Don't tell my brothers, cause they'll spin the whole block. When we bang, everything you got. Tell them little pussies that we take the whole lot. You ain't got no backbone. You ain't got no backbone. Then do me something if you're lit. My mother calls me mad, but I think I'm the shit. Don't tell us how it used to be, just tell us where it is. They never gave me nothing, so it's fair I take the piss, pussy.
I've been worse.
That went very quickly, didn't it? I was just trying to look at my playlist because I've written down 11 and I seem to have played 10 tracks, but I'll sort that out in a minute, don't worry. I was just going to tell you about Mud Honey because they're an old band, an old American rock band formed in Seattle on January the 1st, 1988, following the demise of Green River. Don't know what Green River was. Another band, presumably. That's all I know about that, really. I could go into Wikipedia and find out what... Let's have a look. Green River. Yeah, it must have been another band that they were in. But they played from... just looking for the years active. 1988 to present. That's a bloody long time, isn't it? 88, that's going for 98, 2018. 36 years. I suppose it's not longer than the likes of Metallica and AC/DC and ones like that. But anyway, Mud Honey. Touch Me, I'm Sick. And we've come to the end of another playlist where I have been not quite so chatty. But that's okay. That's good. You've got my music in. After the tooth, I'm going to be going to Wales. We're going to be going to Wales for a few days of sitting around reading, walking, maybe playing the saxophone in the middle of a field. Who knows? I might pack it. And just chilling. So I reckon next week's show might be a little bit more... Well, we should see. I've got a feeling it might be a little bit more sort of Celtic folky, but it could be. I could go the opposite way and come back from there and fancy a bit of heavier thrash metal. Who knows? We shall find out next week. But have yourselves a good week anyway. Take care of yourselves. Don't do anything I wouldn't do, which leaves you quite a lot of possibilities. we're going to finish with a good old Motörhead track, Over the Top, which we should all try and go a bit over the top in something we do, shouldn't we? Without harming other people, of course. But yeah, I shall play the closing dong. There will be no Tarzan cries or anything like that in this show. Our silliness was it may well return, but it was last week. It's not this week. but anyway, I'm going to press play on the final track.
This is dedicated to everybody who made a fucking noise then, and me. It's called Over the Top. Don't know who's an engineer.
Good week, everyone. Thanks for listening.